when you want to argue with people what is good and bad, you're part of the fucking problem. Grow up, get over it. It don't matter anyway. I'm not going to pay someone $2 for a cup of coffee and then give them an extra dollar so they can be sitting around vibing all goddamn day, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the next episode of Joe Kelly's Psychedelic Experience. What's going on with you, my friend? Hey, your old pal Joe here? Just checking in with you on a motherfucking Monday. How's it going? How's it hanging, my friend? Listen, I hope you are doing well, all right? I hope you're doing better than you ever thought you possibly could be doing. And if you're not, that's A-okay. But get your fucking shit together, all right? Daylight savings coming up, for Christ's sake. We're going to spring forward. Don't you want to have your shit together for a nice soft landing after we all spring forward? Because springing forward can be very aggressive, so you might as well have your shit together so you can have a soft landing, all right? Real quick, some shows coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Very excited, very happy about this one. Next Wednesday, March 13th, I'm headlining Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis, Indiana. Oh, there's a cat fight. Got some shows coming up, people. This one I'm really happy about, really excited. Next Wednesday, March 13th, I'll be headlining Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis, Indiana. Come on through. If you're in Indy, if you're close to Indy, if you know somebody in Indy, tell them, or maybe make a trip during the week and come see your old pal Joe. Headlining for the first time, big club, big deal. Looking forward to it. Would love to see you there, all right? I'll be back in... Where is this? Mount Morris, Michigan, on April 20th. I'll be doing some 420 blazing out there. I'll be in Detroit April 26th through the 27th. Also Knoxville, May 19th. Back in Royal Oak, Michigan, the 30th and 31st of May, along with June 1st. And some other stuff coming up in Flint. Go to joekellycomedy.com for all the upcoming dates, shows, and information that you may or may not need. How have you been, my friend? Oh, yeah, let's get this out of the way. Fucking A, people. If you haven't picked up your Well, Hey There Motherfuckers mug, you can do so. There's a link in the description of the podcast. You get them from Zazzle, and they're fun mugs. A couple people have ordered them. You can get any size you want. You can get a travel mug. Go on there and cheers me in the morning with your Well, Hey There Motherfuckers coffee mug. All right? They're not coming directly from me because they'll end up breaking in the shipping process. So we got a third-party thing you can order them through, all right? There you go. What have you been up to, my friend? How have you been? How has your week been? I know I've been a little bit inconsistent with the podcast lately, but that's my bad. I got a lot going on up here in Michigan, so I'm still getting settled in and trying to figure out what the fuck it is I'm doing with my life. So, you know, the podcast hasn't been the number one priority for the past couple of months, you know? I have been getting my shit together. So I've missed you. That's my bad. I'll get back into the swing of things, but these might be sporadic over the next couple months or so, okay? I just got a lot going on, doing shit, spending time with family, you know? It's been great. I'm sorry. I don't mean to put you on the back burner, but there are other fucking things that are important than doing a goddamn podcast or even comedy at this point in my life, you know? So, priorities have changed a little bit, and that's where it's at right now for the time being, you know, until I get everything figured out and get the direction that I'm moving in. I'm still wanting to do the podcast every week. I just haven't been doing it, and that's my bad. But again, I just had other shit going on, you know. I took my fucking niece. I went roller skating with my niece last weekend. That was great. I think I'm going to start roller skating a lot more with my niece. I'll tell you that much right now. And it's not that I love her so much and just want to spend all the time in the world with her. I do. There's part of that is true. I'd like to take her rollerblading, you know. Her dad's not around, so she can go roller skating with Uncle Joe. But let me tell you guys about the single mothers out there roller skating on a goddamn Saturday afternoon. They're out there, you know. It's like a honey hole. It's like just right for the pickings. You know what I mean? So at the risk of looking like a really good uncle because I want to spend more time with my niece there's ulterior motives. You know what I mean? If I could say that fucking word. Excuse me. But it was great. I haven't been on roller skates in forever. So I got some rollerblades and went skating with my niece. You know, again, some things are a little bit more important than the fucking podcast. So went roller skating with her. Didn't fall once. Very proud of myself for that. She busted her ass a few times, more than a few times. But she was getting the hang of it, and it was fun to watch her get better as the day went on and get more comfortable and start going faster and taking turns harder and shit like that. So that was great. My grandma brought me a brownie yesterday. What the fuck more do you need in life, people, other than your grandma not even bringing it directly to me? I've been taking my walks in the morning as I usually do, people. And my grandma, being slick, she snuck over while I was walking, left me a brownie, left me a note, let me know that she loved me. And she didn't even want to bother me yesterday. She just wanted to let me know that she loved me, and she made me a brownie. So that, again, things more important than the podcast. Went and saw my grandpa this morning. And I've never seen him so excited to see me in my life, people. It's great. My dad and uncle pretty much go to see my grandpa every Sunday morning. He's an old, old man. And they do it every week. So they just kind of sit around, read the newspaper together, chit chat, talk it up. And I just came over unannounced today. And he just sparked right up, and he's like, "Oh, Joe." And I've never heard him with the type of inflection that he made today when he saw me. It just felt real good. And he gave me his donut. You know, I think my dad brought him a donut, but he's like, "I'm going to give this to Joe instead." So it's been a good fucking weekend as far as sweet treats from my grandparents go. So again, man, there's things more important than the fucking podcast. And I think I might be like the only grandkid that kind of actively, regularly sees my grandparents outside of large family gatherings and outside of needing anything. You know, I've just been going over and spending time, making time for them when I can, which is anytime. You know, I spent so much of my life after I left Michigan the past 15 years not having time for anybody or anything but myself and focusing on comedy. And I'm not going to say it was a mistake or that I did something wrong, but I don't know. As much as I got to experience and enrich my life with traveling and meeting people and learning about myself and learning about other people, doing all that, I might have missed a few things. I don't know. So just making time for the people that I wasn't making too much time for the past decade and a half, you know, just doing nice things for them. I saw, it was a couple weeks ago, a tree branch broke off and was blocking my grandma's driveway. And it was very, very snowy and very icy. And she's a tough bitch. She don't need nobody to do nothing for her. She's one of them. I'll fucking do whatever. But it was snowing and it was icy. So I just walked over there, I think before she even was awake, and fucking just got that tree out of the way. I don't even know if she knew it was in her driveway. That's how good of a fucking grandson I am. You know, I can't believe I haven't been snatched up by some fucking big titty bitch by now, you know, with all the great things I do for everybody. Gracing people with my presence. So yeah, that's what I've been up to. I'm sorry the podcast has been a little bit sporadic, but I'm doing other things right now. Doing other things for the time being, people. But we'll get back on a regularly scheduled program at some point in time in the near future. But I just wanted to let y'all know I'm not blowing y'all for no reason. I got reasons, all right? It's fucking family. So that's why I've been blowing you off. But anyway, what has been going on? What's happened? Big news in the comedy world, ladies and gentlemen. Big, big, big fucking news, all right? Did y'all see Shane Gillis on Saturday Night Live? Okay? Shane Gillis is a great comedian, very, very funny, one of the funniest people currently doing stand-up, in my opinion. I enjoy his stand-up quite a bit. If you don't know the Shane Gillis story, he was hired to be a cast member on SNL a few years ago. Like the day after they hired him, they fired him because they found a podcast where he was making an Asian accent or talk, you know, he might have said the C word when referring to Chinese people. It's like, it's what do you get in your neck? A kink? It's kind of like a kink in your neck, but it's a Chinese person. You guys can figure out. And then he was going, look at this, like that, you know? So SNL fired him because they're pussies and people were getting all upset and up in arms. And really, it seemed like that was one of the best things to happen to Shane Gillis, because as soon as he got fired, he put out a special on YouTube. It did really well. He had a Netflix special come out too long ago. He's released his own series of comedy sketches on this thing called Gillian Keeves. They're great. Y'all should check every last bit of shit that Shane Gillis does out. But he got to, they did the, I don't know if you guys remember the Norm Macdonald story. Norm Macdonald used to be a cast member on SNL in the 90s. He got fired. And then like 2 months later, they brought him back to host. So they kind of did that with Shane Gillis, where they fired him. And then he's been doing so well lately. They're like, well, we got to bring him back to host. And it was great, man. I checked it out. I watched Shane. He was absolutely fantastic. But it's been so, for some reason, a bunch of people who don't do comedy have reached out to me to ask what I thought of Shane Gillis's monologue, because it was very, people are torn between it being good and being bad. And I don't know how to answer that. I really don't. Because people who like Shane Gillis thought the monologue was good. People who don't like Shane Gillis thought the monologue was bad. So what does it matter? There's no good or bad. There's no good or bad. I mean, it's all relative. It's all perception, man. I don't think most people who do comedy nowadays, I don't think most of the specials on Netflix are good. I don't think most of the people performing weekends at comedy clubs are good or interesting or funny. And it's not that some of them are downright atrocious. Let's be honest with you. There's some motherfuckers out there who just got a ticket and are just on stage not knowing how the fuck to tell a joke. Structurally, they're bad. But it's just, I just don't enjoy what most people fucking do, especially when it comes to comedy. I think people have fucking, most people doing comedy, most stand-ups have a lame, fucking, boring sense of humor. A lot of it is very uninteresting to me. So you can think, it doesn't really, if it's good or bad, you can't decide whether it's good or bad. Because, again, everybody who liked Shane Gillis said it was good. Everybody who didn't said it was bad. And it reminds me of this Robert Anton Wilson quote, which we've talked about him on the podcast. If you've never read a Robert Anton Wilson book, go do so. Read Quantum Psychology or Cosmic Trigger Volume 1. Both very, very good books. Prometheus Rising is another good one, too. They'll fuck with your head a little bit. But Robert Anton Wilson, he was fascinated by a form of the English language called E-prime. E-prime was, I guess, developed by a linguistic dude named Alfred Korzybski, I believe in the late 1800s, 1900s. But basically, E-prime has no form of the word is or to be. There's no, nothing is and nothing is to be. Everything seems or has probability or this, and it's just, you eliminate the word is from your vocabulary, because nothing is. Everything seems, from our own reality tunnels. The life that we lived is what makes us project onto the world, if that makes any sense. So the things that we think are good are it's all based on the experience we've had with our own individual life, if that makes any sense. Robert Anton Wilson's example, where people want to argue whether again, it could, let's put Shane Gillis into it. So people go, Shane Gillis is a good comedian. Shane Gillis is a bad comedian. And rather than saying that, rather than saying the monologue was good or the was bad, you just go, I didn't like that monologue, or that monologue wasn't for me. Or if you're trying to be positive, you go, Shane Gillis seems like a good comedian to me most of the time. Or I don't care for Shane Gillis's comedy most of the time. And then there is no argument to be had. There's none of this useless fucking low chakra vibration going on of these meaningless arguments that don't mean anything, man. That's all fucking sports and media, and that's all that shit is. It's just to rile people up to, I don't know, to, what's the word I'm looking for fucking here? It's all to fucking, I don't know, entertain the lowest forms of ourself, that primal, that fucking childish fucking mentality to go, this is good or this is bad. You know, there isn't that. That's not the world we live in. That's, everyone wants to think you and make you think in black and white. And really the world is gray. You know, it's all this in between stuff. There isn't really a good or a bad, you know, when it comes to art and opinions and comedy and music and pictures and food, you know, whatever, unless the food is going to kill you, then I think we can all call it bad. Or if the comedy is going to inherently danger your life somehow, which it won't, unless you're a pussy who's been fucking programmed into think that words are somehow violent and or dangerous. Grow up. It's fucking get over it. You're the part of the problem, okay? When you want to argue with people what is good and bad, you're part of the fucking problem. Grow up. Get over it. It don't matter anyway. Your opinion is yours. It's not that you are the fucking king of the world and you decide what is good and what is bad. You just know what the fuck you like. And guess what? You're probably fucking lame anyway. What you like probably fucking actually sucks, you know? And I'm no different or better, okay? I'm not going to get on my fucking high horse and act like the shit I like doesn't fucking suck to a lot of people. Because it does. But I don't care. Because I don't worry about things being good or bad. I just know I like some things. And other things I don't care for. Most things I don't care for in life. But that doesn't make everything fucking bad. You know? But anyway. Shane Gillis on SNL, in my opinion, it was very fun. Very entertaining. I liked the monologue. It was just more like a stand-up set than this fucking monologue. That's what I liked about it. It had a real stand-up-y vibe. It wasn't like... You know, he had fun. He was fucking around and joking and goofing and talking about the jokes not landing and shit like that. So overall, I fucking enjoyed it. And I thought it was absolutely fucking fantastic. All right. That's my big opinion on it. You can have yours. But quit arguing about what you do and you don't like and trying to fucking be the end all be all of you know, you're the fucking king. What is it? The Grand Poobah. Puma? It ain't no Grand Poobah? Whatever. You ain't the one who fucking decides what's good and bad all the fucking time. Just drink your chocolate milk and go, I like this better than strawberry, and shut the fuck up, will you? That's something you could do with your time instead of fucking arguing. Shane Gillis sucked. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. It don't matter. What's it matter to you? If you don't like it, don't fucking watch it. It's the easiest thing in the world. And SNL does still suck. But I'm not going to lie, I took a peek because the big dog was on there. Shane's real funny. Great set. Great show. But I'm not going to fucking argue whether or not people like it or don't like it. Who gives a fuck about any of that? What else we got going on? Oh, man. I was hanging out with my mom. Dude, my mom loves true crime shows. I think it's the weirdest thing that, like, my grandma does, too. I've dated girls, too, man. A lot of, like, single women who live alone are obsessed with shows about single women getting murdered. And it's absolutely fine. But it's like, I'm visiting with my mom. It's like fucking 10:30 in the morning. And she's got this true crime show on about this woman who she offed herself and she had a fetus in her womb. You know, so according to this true crime show, I'm going to tell you what they said. There, she ended her life and her unborn child. Now, listen, I'm not trying to start an argument here about what is or isn't a child. I'm just saying they said it on fucking whatever True Detective TV or whatever it was. So I'm not trying to fucking argue that. I know if you say, hey, there's an unborn baby, people are going to go, it's not a baby. And I don't want to fucking start that. But I think that is a fascinating thing to be fucking feeding your mind at 10:30 in the morning is just tragedy. Is just double whammy tragedy, you know? Well, who the fuck? Why is that even? Why is that shit on at 10:30 in the morning, man? You got to take a break from this TV bullshit because it's all bad news. And especially you ladies out there, what fucking good is watching hours upon hours of single women getting murdered or something bad happening to them, you know? What good does that do for you? It can't be healthy. It absolutely cannot be healthy. It can't be good for anxiety. You know, you're living alone and everything you consume is about someone kicking in your door and fucking chopping your feet off or whatever it is. Turn that shit off. It's absolutely crazy. I also like, I like how they'll always show like, They'll recreate the footage of the crimes that they're talking about on these true crime shows. And they always go, this is a dramatization. This didn't actually happen. And it's like, I don't know. I just thought it was so funny because it's like, at some point in time, that means they used to not put dramatization on the dramatizations, you know, the reenactments. They used to not put that up. So they go through this whole true crime show and they go, oh, this lady's murder hasn't been solved, but if you have any information, please call this number. So I imagine before they put this is a dramatization on the TV, I imagine people were sitting around going, calling the number at the end going, hey, I just saw a video of the lady getting killed on your channel. You know, they're sitting there going, you guys should have solved the crime. It's already on camera. And they got to go, no, that's not actual footage. And the guy's on the other end going, wait a minute. You're telling me that wasn't an actual video of the lady getting hit in the head with the hammer? And you go, no, that was a dramatization. And he's got to go, what the fuck does that mean? And they go, it's not real. And he goes, well, you're telling me there's no such thing as a lady that got hit in the head with the hammer? And they got to go, no, there was a lady who got hit in the head with the hammer, but nobody was around. That's why her murder hasn't been solved yet. And you go, but I just saw it on the TV. I saw the guy. He looked a little bit different in the picture, but you know how pictures are nowadays. So they put the filters on there and they look different. And then they got to go, no, you're not understanding, sir. That wasn't actual footage of a lady getting hit in the head with the hammer. And then it's just a vicious cycle of him not completely understanding that they made it up for the sake of entertainment, you know? That just fucking tickled me. The fact that you have to put dramatization on the TV. It's the same thing when you got to go, don't try this at home. You know? You should know that. You should know not to set yourself on fire to make your friends laugh. But you do it anyway. Just useless television warnings. The dramatization, they just fucking, I just imagine just some people just sitting at home freaking out going, there he is. There's the guy who killed that lady. He was just on the TV. And then they're calling about one of the Estevez brothers or whatever. You know? Fucking Kirk Cameron. He used to be in a lot of that. I don't know if he was in any true crime stuff, but he was on Lifetime or whatever. Like fucking Kirk Cameron's fucking smashing that lady's head in with a baseball bat and doing things to her in a park and that aren't supposed to be done in a park. And they go, fucking call DJ 10 or tell her brother to stop. Anyway, what have we learned so far in the podcast? It doesn't matter what you like. You don't get to determine what is good and bad. You just like things or you don't like things. Quit watching true crime all fucking day, ladies, because it's no good for you. And then what else? Oh, here's something else. If you're vibing, you know how people are vibing nowadays? You'd ask somebody how they're doing. They go, I'm vibing. Yeah, God will really, okay. I don't know exactly what that means, if you're good or bad, but vibing's cool. But just vibe on your own time, all right? I went to get some coffee last week, and I was like, hey, how are you doing, barista? And they're like, I'm vibing. And I was like, I'm going to need a minute to decide what I want now. And I left. I'm not going to pay someone $2 for a cup of coffee and then give them an extra dollar so they can be sitting around vibing all goddamn day. All right. I'll tell you that much right now. You go, oh, I'm struggling. It's a hard day at work. That's what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to go, ah, it's a good day, but you know, I'm at work. It's been rough. We've been busy, this, that, and the other. But if you come up and you're like, I'm vibing, dude, I'm vibing. You ain't going to get a dollar from me. Yeah. I ain't even going to pay for the fucking coffee. I left. I went to the fucking, I went to the goddamn bar instead. It's like, dude, if you're going to be sitting at this counter vibing all day, you should probably work at a coffee shop that ain't got a bar four doors down. Because I ain't going to fucking come in here if you're fucking just sitting here fucking vibing all goddamn day. And even if you are vibing, just keep it to yourself. You know, give me a real answer of how you're doing when I ask, because vibing is a thing you are doing. It's not how you are doing. You know, you can feel vibes, but you have to have a specific one. How are you vibing? That's what are you? How are you? Good vibes, bad vibes? Because right now you got vibes that are pissing me the fuck off, buddy. And now I'm not going to get a coffee, which I really wanted the coffee, but I could deal without the fucking vibes. I like a black coffee, not coffee with vibes. Fucking get it together, barista. But I guess if you're going to be vibing all day, the coffee shops are the place to be doing that. You certainly can't be doing it in the trenches of Ukraine, you know? Imagine going overseas. And you're fucking, you know, maybe shit falls apart. Russia starts ramping it up and Ukraine's all in sorts of trouble. And you go over there. You're like, we can't let these motherfuckers beat these Ukrainians into the ground like that. And you go in the trenches to fight alongside the Ukrainians. And they're all sitting there with their fucking Crocs on vibing. How's that going to make you feel, huh? Ain't no vibing going on in the trenches. Or maybe there is nowadays. I don't know what people do. Maybe everyone's vibing and I'm in the wrong for this. But I'm not going back to that coffee shop on a Wednesday. I do know that. If that is that motherfucker's regular shift, you ain't going to catch my ass there again. That shit, just little shit like that will just piss me off, man. And I'll just decide not to do something that I really had my heart set on doing. I was really excited to get a cup of coffee and maybe get some work done. And I didn't really feel like drinking. But as soon as someone told me they were vibing, I felt like drinking. I felt like drinking something other than coffee. I'll tell you that much right now, people. So keep it to yourself, you know? Unless we're at some music festival, then tell me you're vibing. Because I'll be on drugs and I'll understand. But at 3:30 in the afternoon, I got shit to do, and I don't need you vibing. So I left. So I fucking left because fuck that guy. I ain't got time for that kind of shit, people. You know what I mean? You got to set standards for yourself in life, okay? And if anybody crosses that line that you set for yourself, you ain't got to be around, people, all right? I've listened to a lot of life coach podcasts lately with all these women who go, hey, you can draw a line in the sand, and if anybody crosses that line, you ain't got to deal with it. So that was the line I drew that day. Someone tell me that they're fucking vibing. And I got no time for that shit. Hey, let's get you the animal video clip of the week and get you on your way, I think. These podcasts, I don't know how long we've been going today. Probably not too long. I feel like the podcasts have been short lately, but it is what it is, people. Again, we'll get back into the swing of things. We'll have Monty on again real soon. It's going to be a lot of fun. But right now, they're going to be quick and to the point. This one is a great video from our good friends at worldstarhiphop.com. And, you know, people can't just have a regular cat no more nowadays. everyone's got to have some fucking half lion, half cheetah, half tabby or something like that. Everyone's got these mixture cats that aren't like regular house cats. They're bigger and they look more aggressive. And cats are pretty unpleasant anyway. But this one, I don't know what the fuck kind of cat you call these fucking things, man. Real long body, almost has like a leopard sort of pattern on it, maybe cheetah. And long tail, long body, but like the ears are big, but they're like more rounded, I think. I could be completely wrong about what this cat looked like, even though I just watched the video. But the owner of the cat is like, hey, let me give you a little kissy kitty cat. Let me give the kitty cat a little bit of a kiss. And it didn't even get close. Dude, the cat just started slapping the shit out of that guy. And it was fun. I like seeing a cat slap a person in the face, you know, because usually how a cat slap in the face works is they either sneak up behind you and fucking hit you in the eye, which nobody wants that shit, or you're in the cat's fucking face trying to get a little kissy from a little kitty cat. I'd do a fucking lot more than slap you in the face if I was a cat. Fucking get out of here. Grow up. Why are you going to try and get a kiss from something that doesn't even fucking like you? You know? People in relationships, explain that to me, huh? How the fuck are you going to try and get a kiss from something that doesn't even like you? And then when something bad happens, you act fucking surprised. All you people out there in love, why don't you tell me how that works out and get back to me? Thanks for checking out the podcast this week, everybody. Hope we had a little bit of fun. Again, this coming... not this Wednesday. Next Wednesday, March 13th, I'll be headlining Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis, Indiana. Please come through. I'd love to see you there. It'd be absolutely great. And if it's too far for you, tell your friends, you know, get a fucking, what's them buses that go real far? The mega bus, the super bus, whatever it is. Come see me in Indianapolis Wednesday, March 13th, as I'll be headlining the biggest comedy club I've ever headlined up until this point in my life. I'll also be in Mount Morris in Michigan, April 20th, 420 blazing. And I'll be in Detroit the 26th and the 27th of April, Knoxville, May 19th. JoeKellyComedy.com has all your upcoming dates, shows, and details. Thanks for checking out the podcast this week, everybody. Hope we had a little bit of fun, all right? Do me a favor. Before you get out of here, all right? Take care of yourself and take care of somebody else, and I'll catch you around real fucking soon, all right? Later, my friend.